This is the Dry Bean Scene. The Dry Bean Scene is brought to you by Gowan Company, SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Heads Up Crop Protectants, and Johnstown Bean Company. Farmers across North Dakota beginning the push towards harvest. Winemere area farmer Rudy Dotsenrod says he's getting started on desiccation.
So we put small reds in this year, and I'm hoping to desiccate the first field here later today. But it's been tough trying to get the pilots to want to do anything because everything's kind of behind, and all the corn is green and the soybeans are green, so nobody wants to really, stick their neck too far out on the line.
Dotsenrod says crop conditions have been favorable with decent yield potential showing up.
The way that this last month has went, it's been almost ideal for grain fill. It hasn't really been super hot and super windy and really dry. There's been moisture in the soil. We've had some cooler evenings. In a way, it'd be nice to have some heat to kind of push stuff now to finish it. But as far as grain fill goes, if the corn finishes, I think it's going to be pretty heavy test weight-wise. And same thing with the edible beans. I think there's going to be a lot of 60 to 62-pound edible beans because of this weather.
Dotsenrod says disease pressure has been manageable this season.
I usually don't spray fungicide, but in the dry beans this year, I decided, I'm gonna spray fungicide. So I think I sprayed half of them with Endura and the other half with Topsin, and they look good. And it's kind of the same story there. Even by spraying the fungicide, there's two fields where I did get some white mold in the dry beans, but just in a couple of dips, small, isolated areas, it hasn't really spread. So I think they look pretty good.
The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by Gowan Company, SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Heads Up Crop Protectants, and Johnstown Bean Company.